How's that crowd noise?
Oh, man.
I was listening on the radio. By the way, you guys, you and Chuck did a great job, man.
Thank you.
And I was just listening on the radio.
First time I've ever called a baseball game.
You did a great job. You could feel it. I mean, you really could. You could feel it over the radio. It came across because you all were obviously, sitting about, 2 feet from home plate,
yep.
Something like that?
Yeah, we were right, but we were closer to home plate than the pitcher was. Scott knows.
That's how I used to cover baseball was right behind the
right
fence,
behind the catcher?
Right. Yeah, right behind the catcher.
Did they give you like a backstop?
we did have a backstop.
Yeah.
I will say this. That was an epic sporting event last night. Just bar none, atmosphere, the game, everything. There was nothing bad about that event last night. Mm-hmm. The venue was perfect.
I
was the first. I was among, I'm sure, among the first when I heard Mumford. I thought, really? And Mr. Byinsky is a gracious host. They took wonderful care of us, probably the best care of any place that I have ever been as a member of the media. And it was just a fantastic, fantastic hosting of the event. But then the event itself lived up to everything.
But now you had people literally right behind you.
I had people literally right beside me, Scott.
Yeah. So, I mean,
I had a fan as close to me as Mr. Glenwinkle was. Yeah. So, in fact, we probably could have squoze a fan at our table if we really wanted to. So.
It was fun. And,
Mr. Byinsky estimated the crowd at about 3,000.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, let me write that in. I had 2,500. Let's get as many as we can.
Dad, but you know, a nice breeze too.
Yes, nice breeze coming in from left field, so it was blowing right into the stands. Yeah. And I think it was about 45 minutes until we started, and Chuck had gotten up and scanned the crowd, and he said, "There's a line about 100 yards deep just to get into this place."
You know what was interesting is, but there was nobody at the other ticket booth.
Really?
Yeah.
Everybody went to the first one?
Yeah, they did. Yeah. Gone around the other side, you wouldn't head away. Doesn't matter. Great game. Got the other one on. Next one tonight. By midnight tonight, we'll know who's going to the state tournament.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's right. Okay, be very, very quiet because there's Wayne on the way, and we don't want to scare it. Actually, some pretty significant thunderstorms to the northeast of Waco. And it looks like a severe thunderstorm warning box is up there as well.
Not a box.
Yeah, it's a box. Well, it's not actually a box. It's closer to a trapezoid if you want to.
Okay. But,
I'll take
what's in the trapezoid, Monty.
There you go, nonetheless. So they're going to be busy at Reed Arena, huh?
Yeah. Boy,
do they have this giant black and white banner that says, "Welcome, insert class here," high school here?
Well, I think you could customize the banner to say class of 2012, but... Since when did Reed become the place to hold high school commencement?
Well, you know, of course.
But ever since Reed's been built.
It would be interesting to know. No, not really. No, I mean, maybe Bryan and College Station.
Oh, okay.
But I mean,
we're talking two Magnolia schools and Tomball.
Yeah.
It would be interesting to know how many are in Toyota Center this weekend.
Mm-hmm. True.
Because I bet you they're doing that. But again.
God, can you imagine having to work all of
This is what we're doing is we're going to put up a banner and we'll light it in the color of your school, okay?
That's right.
We're not changing anything. We're going to use the same ferns now that we did late yesterday and tomorrow.
So. Yeah.
But anyway, that's a little bit different. That's cool.
It's good. Yeah. Well, it's amazing that Reed could fit in all those graduations because, you know, they have all of those music concerts. Wait a second. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Right.
All that.
So,
nothing packs them in like a commencement.
That's right.
That's a gate right there, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Those people are going to stay around and spend some money. Let's get that going, huh?
All right.
Let's get that going. Let's get some people spending money. Your celebratory.
That's right.
Come on, way to go, Magnolia Monarchs or whatever they are.
The Bulldogs.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
the souvenir stands are just jammed.
Yeah, exactly.
And the concessions.
Yeah. If I could have a kiosk out there selling little Bulldogs, that'd be just awesome.
Yeah. It's going to be a good day. They'll close concessions when they get to the bees, Yeah. This thing's almost over. Let's close.
We got a lot of info.
Mason.
Well, perfect situation.
Yeah.
Really? Okay, wait. Just a second. It's high school, okay? It's high school.
Yeah. Yeah. Believe me, I know. Yeah.
Oh,
well,
high school.
What's your point?
How'd you do it? You know, I mean, come on, man.
What are you saying? Where are you coming from? I don't know what this is about.
It's high school, man.
Yeah.
It didn't take much to graduate high school, is all I'm saying. You know, you graduate top of your class, that's something to be proud of. But you know what? You and the Z's. and you don't have any cords around your neck, nothing like that. I'm just saying. You probably don't even want to be there.
We're hoping you can stay awake.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Info.
Mason.
And when did commencement start? When did commencement start happening at 9 in the morning? Well, but what is that about?
When you're doing half a dozen in 2 days, you got to start them early.
I mean,
That's when A&M's started. They had a 9 a.m. on that Saturday.
They had thousands of graduates.
Can I quote Chase Murphy? This is high school.
Yeah, well, but you got Podunk High there.
People in Magnolia appreciate that.
all of them. I didn't mean them.
Info.
Mason.
I'm not sure that our following in Magnolia is that strong.
That's
anyway.
True. Uh-huh. Go Bulldogs. Drove down the street just to get here. Took a train, a plane, a bus. Gonna find it's worth your while to spend this time with us. It's gonna be a good morning, a good morning meeting. We're gonna have a great time today.
When you need to get the job done, nothing beats the reliability, efficiency, and value of a Kubota. And right now, during Kubota Rewards, you can get financing as low as 0% on new Kubota garden tractors, compact tractors, zero-turn mowers, and utility vehicles. To learn more, go to Kubota.com or see your Kubota dealer today. Find out why it pays to own orange.
Visit WC Tractor Navasota today, your authorized Kubota dealer for Grimes and Brazos counties.
News Talk 1620, WTAW. By the way, Tom didn't mean Podunk High at 9 in the morning, since that's when Brian High is graduating on Saturday.
No, obviously.
But anyhow,
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
Wallace on line one.
All right, here we go.
Birthdays on the last day of May, May 31st. Happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. Clint Eastwood, his day's made.
Make my birthday. Right
at 82 years old today. Yeah. Singer Peter Yarrow of Peter, Paul, and Mary.
No, of Peter and Paul.
Yep, well. No, that's Peter, how they Paul,
tour.
And Mary.
That's how they tour now, though.
Oh, they tour as Peter and Paul.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
And a tape recorder.
Yeah. Sorry, Scott's dishing you there, Mary, in your grave.
Yeah.
Anyway, Peter is 74 years old today. And actress Sharon Gless of Cagney and Lacey.
You know, he talked to me once.
Who, Peter Yarrow
did?
Yeah,
he did.
Didn't he? What did he say? Get out of the way, short guy?
Yes, he did. He said, you boys quit walking up and down here, because he was practicing there at G. Raleigh White, and we walked by, and he said, you boys quit walking.
He pretty much looked at you eye to eye, too, didn't
he?
Yeah, there you go. Sharon Gless of Cagney and Lacey turns 69 years old today. And actor Gregory Harrison is 62 years old today. You remember him from
Trapper John,
M.D. He was Dr. Gonzo Gates, of course. And comedian Chris Elliott turns 52 years old. Tom Berenger, the actor, just watching him last night. Judy and I were watching The Big Chill, as a matter of fact.
He actually would be called troubled actor Tom Berenger now.
Okay, there you go.
He continues to have some issues.
There, he's 62 years old. Corey Hart, the singer, turns 50. Rapper DMC of Run DMC turns 48 years old today. Actress Leah Thompson, she was in Back to the Future. She played the Mama McFly, is 51 years old. Colin Farrell, the actor, turns 36 years old today.
Mama McFly?
Mama McFly.
Yeah. Very nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. There you go. And I think that's about all I got.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, wait. Brooke Shield is 47.
I believe everything else has watched.
Oh, I got to get to the end of it. That's when he says that, right? Let me see.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Well, I don't
When they kiss you.
Yeah, I want to kiss you.
Them.
Yeah.
What does it mean to you now when the team is struggling?
I want to kiss you. I couldn't care less.
Joe Namath.
Joe Namath.
69 years old today.
There you go.
Way to go, Joe.